Listening to the Cannabis Hangout, two girls, one bowl, and a podcast that is breaking the stigma of marijuana. My name is Brannon.
And my name is Saba. We will be connecting with a community of cannabis enthusiasts by educating people,
sharing stories from medical marijuana patients,
and interviewing industry leaders while debunking cannabis myths.
So we invite you to come roll with us
while we break it all down.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. I'm Brannon.
And I'm Saba.
And we are your hosts of the Cannabis Hangout. Today we are chatting off-site at a local family veteran-owned grow called Dazed. They won first place at the Cowboy Cup for their live resin carts, which is very exciting. Haytham, Libby, and Chris are the ones behind the vision, but today we will be missing Libby. We're excited to pick their brains though a bit and just to see what exciting things that they have going on. So welcome Haytham and head grower Chris to the Cannabis Hangout.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hi guys.
Hey, how are y'all?
Thank you so much for letting us be here today. This is so exciting and we always love to go offsite. It's always so different.
Yes.
Just to get to know you guys a little bit better, where did your cannabis journeys begin and do you guys remember your first time?
Yes. So I do remember my first cannabis, sale mm-hmm. is what it was. Like I said before this, we were in just blue collar.
Yeah.
So we'd wake up, you know, and go to our daily work every
right.
day. And then one time a buddy of mine was like, hey, won't you try to come and sell some product with me? And I was like, sure. And I remember doing it, and I made that day what I made in like a week doing what I usually
wow,
do.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, there's an opportunity here. So mm-hmm. I got my feet wet a little bit. And then after a couple, you know, goes at it, I just fully committed to it and went, you know, straight, you know, heads in and just try to do the best that I can. Chris yeah. was there.
He was a natural. Yeah. He was
Wait,
a natural, definitely.
When did you first consume cannabis?
Oh,
were you like, was this like before, like... I mean, okay. tell us
first
that.
First time we consumed.
So I'm going to have to say definitely Chris was first.
Yeah.
He was more of the bad kid.
No. I had a close buddy of mine I grew up with across the street, and he was a little older. So
okay.
he experimented
yeah.
a little bit, you know, before I would have, and his brothers were even older. So it was kind of
What grade was
yeah.
this, Chris?
Influence.
The first time was probably going into high school,
yeah.
maybe.
So what's that, like 12?
Like
13?
13,
okay.
14 probably.
But you guys have both known each other since fifth grade, you said?
Sixth grade.
Okay, cool. Just so anyone listening knows like the broship that's happened right here.
And Haytham used to think I was a bad influence for liking cannabis, but everything changed. As we got older, I was young, so
yeah.
as we got older...
Obviously, I got, you know, accustomed to it or else we
right.
wouldn't be
yeah.
sitting here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, at first I was like, God, this is such a bad kid.
Yeah.
But then, you know, obviously we grew up and
yeah.
I would say I was a sophomore, maybe? Freshman? Sophomore?
Yeah.
Sophomore?
A little bit after.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whenever
you first tried it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I remember, because I grew up Middle Eastern in the household, mm-hmm. Muslim.
Relatable.
So like we, yeah. So
Relatable.
Like we didn't drink. I didn't drink. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't drink.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to parties and stuff, I just got, I guess it was like, well, I couldn't drink. So I was like, screw it. I'm gonna try to smoke.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I enjoyed it. I did enjoy it a lot more than drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was just, to me, it was love at first sight, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, really. I mean,
I feel for
you not to have like been drinking like that
yeah.
growing up, because like Saab, you didn't really
yeah.
either, but like you
nah.
wouldn't, you're influenced
yeah.
with like me.
But it wasn't really until like college. Like
right.
it was never,
yeah.
I never did anything
right,
high school.
Out
but
of
like,
the household.
Yeah, out
like,
of the household. Like even smoking, like I didn't do that till my sophomore year of college, because it just was like,
yeah, it was like,
I was the youngest of three,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I was the only one living at home with my parents in a Muslim household. Like, there's no way that was gonna happen.
And my parents
absolutely
were a
not.
Little, they were a little hypocrites, you know. They
yeah.
definitely were smokers,
oh, I love
but
that.
I think they were okay with it that I was, you know, smoking instead of drinking.
Yes,
mm-hmm. So not saying that they're okay with it, but yeah. I think they like that more.
That's cool. Yeah.
But I really did too, because when I would drink, it wasn't like I hated the whole throwing up thing.
Yes.
Or like anything. And marijuana was the only thing that I could consume and be happy and not worry about tripping.
The side effects the next day.
And I hated the stigma around it, like that it seemed so bad. But whenever I would consume, I was like, this, there's nothing, you know, negative about this.
It's all in your head, but you're like, if I'm not feeling that, then.
Like it just seemed like it wasn't like a good thing to consume before, but there wasn't any, I never had any negative effects from, you know, consuming. I never wanted to go and.
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, there is.
Rob a bank.
Yeah, or like, you know, driving crazy or anything. You know, if anything, you just want to chill,
that people
be
think
a little
weed
artistic.
Makes you do.
Yeah. Well, and there's obviously some bad influences, but I think for the most part, we all understand that it's pretty chill.
Yeah.
I think that's why I liked it the most.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's
so
what you were attracted
I would say
to
sophomore
that.
Year to answer the question.
Yeah.
And from there, it's.
Transpired to us owning Dace.
Yeah, exactly.
That's amazing.
That's so cool. Yeah, that's awesome to hear.
So, Haytham, you and your wife, you guys, you have beautiful kids, by the way.
Thank you.
Guys, people are always so quick to just like judge parents who consume cannabis and whatnot. So tell us your experience of just like having kids and consuming cannabis while running a company. Like, how do you educate your kids to like keep an open conversation or like... for them to not feel like you're like hiding something,
so
but it's business.
Great, yeah, that's a great question. I actually tell a lot of people that like we don't want to hide it because we don't want to make it seem like it's bad.
Right.
Because if we're hiding it and saying, oh, you know what I'm saying?
Like, that's this the problem.
It's like they're telling them, well, what is my mom and dad doing that's bad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's not, you know, not saying we, you know, want to consume in their face or anything like that. But it's just we if you know, they know mommy and daddy have their medicine.
Yes.
And that's what it
absolutely.
Is. I think and it's better that way for them to understand that way instead of thinking my mom and dad are criminals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's I think we really just wanted them to see that it's not like it's not bad. That's it. Most people like we would go to a family event. And we had a family member that any time we would smoke, like outside, if his kid was outside, he's like, okay, we'll put it away. You know, we didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
And goes back to the whole drinking thing. You know, it's like, would you rather see or your kids see you drinking and stumbling?
Right.
Or consuming and your eyes are a little low and you're eating their snacks.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just... If we're okay with our kids in the car going and buying a six pack, why are we not okay with our kids in the car going and buying an eighth for your medicine to take home?
Yeah.
To me, it's a lot less dangerous. It's not a criminal act. It's not something that we really just want to hide from them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a plant.
Yeah. It's just a plant.
Isn't that crazy? God, whenever it comes back down to it.
Yeah.
That blows my mind.
Yeah. So our main thing is we did not want them to think that their mom and dad are doing something bad.
Yeah.
So we just kind of, me and Lib always tell them like, hey, you know, we're going to go vaporize. That's kind of our word.
Yeah. Vaporize.
Not necessarily. Look, every parent's different. You could tell your parents, but we don't judge that.
Yeah.
That's not
I have
our,
a niece and
job.
Nephew, but I tell them I'm using my cannabis. I'll be like, Aunt Brand's about to use some cannabis and then I'll be right there. And they're like, okay. Like they know that.
Yeah.
What
and
that
my
means.
Kids are the same. And the same thing. Like, okay, cool. And then we go back to hanging out.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's, you know.
Keeps it open.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, instead it makes you feel good. You don't feel like you're like
hiding,
being a hypocrite or like hiding something
correct.
From them.
So, to me, it was just it's a no brainer.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like if you go away and you get drunk,
that's cool.
And you can come back to your kids, why can't you go and
right.
use your cannabis, mm-hmm. yeah. your plant, and then come back and hang out?
Yeah,
yeah.
So that's real.
I don't think. Yeah. Main point is we didn't want to hide it or anything.
Yeah, that's cool.
I love that.
I love to hear people's perspectives.
Yeah,
that's awesome. So you said a little bit about your family, but like, what is it like with your families now? We know everyone's family is different with cannabis and the conversation, and especially now owning a really big business. Like, what's that like with both of your parents?
Go ahead, Chris. You go first.
I think they're a lot more open to it now. Mm-hmm. I mean, seeing dispensaries and stuff on every corner, it kind of puts it in perspective if you're not really in the scene. So.
Yeah.
She's open about it. She knows I'm really passionate about it. She mm-hmm. knows we were passionate about everything that we do.
I think she's known since freshman year.
Yeah, but she's a lot more accepting of it now, yeah. and she knows that, you know, we're making a business out of it. It's yeah. not just kids hanging out, doing whatever.
Yeah. Right.
So.
Yeah, kind of like what Chris is. I'm going to feed off that. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. I think before it was like kind of like, you know, everybody was looking down upon it. So like when obviously you don't want your kids freshman year smoking, but his mom yeah. was probably flipping out at the time. Yeah. But now we're grown-ups. We're making it a business and taking care of ourselves,
yes.
I think is the main thing. And our parents see that we are growing together, mm-hmm. you know, no pun intended. And we are helping each other, and you know, we're at the end of the day taking care of our families,
right? So. Yeah, that's most important, like to have them open their eyes to that. It's, you're right though, it's like a little bit at a time, like yeah. just from like the dispensaries being everywhere, like yeah. this actually is real, like yeah. it's around you, people are consuming, as like they're going to their pharmacy, like you would go to Walgreens to, you know,
and
get your prescriptions.
The more conversations we yeah. have, she's like gets a little bit more acquainted.
Yeah.
And so
that's cool. Everyone's at a different pace. And especially with parents, I feel like I always love to hear, like, you know, how your parents with it, because everyone's are so different, you know,
yeah.
and everyone has to be able to like navigate mm-hmm. it somehow. Yeah. Some people are like, I smoke with my parents, you know, and then like you're saying, you have yeah. to be more gentle with
yeah,
the approach,
my mom doesn't
and kind
consume,
of lure her
so
in.
She's not against yeah. it, but she just doesn't really
understand
know.
It all. Yeah,
yeah, so.
Yeah. 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 That's
so,
good.
Yeah, I mean, my mom consumes, so I do consume.
Oh, that's,
with her.
That's cool. Wow.
Yeah.
What
a bond.
What an experience. Yeah,
yeah. It's pretty dope. It's kind of weird to hear from like a Muslim.
Yeah, well,
know?
That's what I'm like. I've never heard that before, so I'm so curious. Like, I always said that
sure
I would be that
angel.
Mom. Like, I'm going to be that mom. So it was cool that.
Well, it's a new generation because it's yeah. like, why are we, again, why are we making it bad?
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
You know, and my mom kind of like, it's cool from her to yeah. like calm.
I'm happy
and,
for her that
yeah.
she has this yeah. plant medicine.
Yeah.
So,
and
you know.
She's happy to consume it with her son. And
yeah.
who's growing it for
exactly.
her.
Yeah, how special.
Cool.
Yeah, so she
full
gets
circle.
To, yes, yes, mm-hmm. yes. So she gets to enjoy the whole thing.
Oh, that's awesome.
That
I love
made
that
me happy.
I know, same.
So tell us a little bit about how you guys know one another, but like how the journey began with you two.
Oh, shit.
Like
man.
Doing, like wanting to come, like you wanting to be the grower, like you bringing him on. Like where did all that come from?
So I think... it kind of started whenever I jumped off the porch and started hustling. Of course, I was still at the day-to-day job.
Okay.
And I think I just told him, like, hey, you know, you want to come try this with me? And he was like, yeah.
We can make this a business. You know,
yeah.
it's more than just consuming after, you know, work or whatever.
Right,
so.
Right.
Yeah. And Chris came and tried to do the sales with me for a little bit. And we figured that wasn't his forte. So we
yeah.
had to find his forte.
We
yeah.
found his strength yeah. was definitely getting out there and selling. And I was like, let's see, you know, selling's not my avenue. But
mm-hmm.
we, you know, had little tent grow and stuff. We were experimenting. So we were seeing,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
I think mm-hmm. growing was something I was passionate about. So
right, yeah.
Right. And then I had a buddy who gave Chris a shot. And Chris learned a lot
to
there.
Learn and
okay.
take everything in,
right.
you know, be able to.
And then it transpired to us owning a grow. And so it was just kind of like fitting the piece in.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, hey, Chris, now we have our own grow. It's time for you to, you know, what you take what you learned over here
mm-hmm.
and bring it over here. And
mm-hmm.
like I said from the beginning, Chris is more of a sponge.
Yeah.
yeah.
So that's
yeah.
what I really like about him. But
great quality, Chris.
But yeah, we started, I mean, a long time ago as kids, man, we were just kicking it. We played soccer together.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I love it.
Yeah. And we were obviously smoking together after a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got to after high school and we were still kicking it.
Mm-hmm.
We actually, did we have every job together?
Almost every
oh,
job
that's
that
that's so crazy. Wow.
Yeah. yeah. So like together, after so high school, we worked for a landscape company. Chris was with me. And then we worked, except for... I did that by myself, but New Mexico, the dairy farm. I was a dairy farmer
wow.
for
wow.
9 months.
Wow.
Good experience.
Great experience. You, humbling experience.
Yes. yes. Humbling, I'm sure.
I
yes.
think it all just kind of helped me to where I'm at today.
Yeah, for
that
sure.
That hardship made
absolutely.
It to where it's like,
it was good for you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You appreciate things
wow.
a lot more.
Everyone needs that.
Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, he was with me. We did construction work together. he was there. And then, yeah, the last job was
whenever he jumped off the porch and took the leap of faith and
jumped off
here
the porch
we are now. So
I love
like
that.
To use that. Yeah.
So how long has it been since you've been off the porch?
I haven't seen that porch in like 4 years.
Oh, that's awesome. Nice.
Yeah, no, it's been, it's funny. I was looking at my Snapchat stories or memories and it said 4 years ago, we're at that AAS job in Tulsa. Pretty messy stuff, but yeah, man, it's cool to see that though. Mm-hmm. Cause like, I come from dirt poor family, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. like I never thought that I would, you know, have an opportunity to make something like this mm-hmm. Without cannabis.
Yeah.
Like if cannabis mm-hmm. wasn't here, I mean, mm. I would still be working my way up the blue collar ladder.
Yeah.
In which, you know, it's fine. You know, no big deal at all.
Right.
But without that, we wouldn't have this opportunity for me to take care of not just me, but you see everybody around me is family. Yeah. Like I got my brothers. I got, you know, everybody. So
That's so cool.
I know.
No, but it's awesome.
So awesome to see.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's
for everyone involved.
You have to have a good solid team, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yes. To be able to
yeah, and my cousin's not here, Jamal. He's part owner as well. He's the vet. He's not here because he's usually the one always running around.
Yeah.
So I'm going to shout him out. Shout out Jamal.
Definitely. Jamal.
Yeah. Absolutely. Jamal. That's cool.
No, but man, it is kind of like a chilling thing because a lot of people don't know about us. Mm-hmm, and a lot of people think we came from out of state. They're like, hey, where did you guys come from?
Yeah.
We're from right here.
That's awesome.
But it's kind of I love this thing that we're doing now because it's like we get to kind of tell that.
Yes.
And let people know it's like, hold on, they're from here. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all started this. I was just like y'all. Whoever's listening, I was just like y'all.
Yeah. Going to the dispo after work.
And I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, man.
Not
that,
at all.
That, I mean, obviously it's a great thing to do, but it's just. Obviously, we jumped off the porch and 4 years later, we're here.
Yeah. Love to see it. That's awesome. I'm really happy for you guys.
Awesome.
So tell us about your brand, Days. Where did the idea come from and the desire to start a business in the industry come from?
So a lot of people in the industry know at the beginning, there was a lot of action with like, you can go and make money as a broker. Mm-hmm. You can go and buy product or resell it. And we knew that was, you know, going to come to an end at some point. Mm-hmm. So what we did was kind of brokered and helped other people's brands and sold them. But, you know, we kind of just saved our money and bought our own license. And I remember I bought the shop, which is H&H today, Day's headquarters. And we were sitting in the office and it was me, Jamel and Lib, my wife. And we were just like, you know, what should we name it? You know, what should we name it? And I remember Lib, we had a, you know, board and we were saying all these names. She's like, Dazed. And I was like, yeah, that one sounds good. We'll save that one, put it to the side. Mm-hmm. And then we started naming a couple more. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, all right, let's just go back to that. I think Dazed is what it is. So Lib obviously came up with that.
Shout out to Libby.
Shout out to Libby.
She plays a huge role.
Yeah, she does.
I mean, we'll get to it, I'm sure. But she's behind our social media, too.
Yes.
And a lot of people think, like, you know, we may have, you know, put somebody there to run it, but she's so good at it that it's her. She's a brilliant mind. She puts her puzzle or her piece of the puzzle and it fits perfect.
Oh,
yeah, I love
shout out
that.
To Libby.
She named it Dazed. I think, like I said, we were just sitting there.
Cool.
We were kind of brokering, but we're like, hey, this isn't going to last. So we kind of have to build something. And that's when we're like, let's build a name together instead of building all these other names or helping all these other people build names. Let's just build something for us that we built together from here.
Yeah, so. That's awesome. Well, this is a perfect transition to my next question.
Perfect.
So this would have been a Libby question, but I'll give it to you. What was your vision for the branding and marketing when it came to like creating the logo, building the brand? Like, what did that look like? And what was the creation process for that? Because I know it's a little bit of a thing. Like, even just a logo is so hard because that's your personality.
Right.
Like, it's not like you can swap it next week. I mean, you can, but
it's
then
just,
it looks a little wishy-washy.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a little rebranding.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was.
Hayden and Libby have an eye for things, definitely. Mm-hmm. So, it like for me probably would have been a lot more difficult jotting names and this and that.
Yeah.
But to them, I think it's. They kind of have a niche for that. So they probably were able to make a lot more progress.
I know what you mean. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, again, back to Lib. She's awesome. It was more organic. When she said days, she even said, she's like, I wanted to be like a 70s deal, like type of theme, yeah, with like lava lamp.
Mm-hmm.
And we rolled with that, and we had somebody make us a logo, and she saw it and she's like, yeah, I like it. You know, this is what we want. And so she kind of made that feel.
Mm-hmm.
And everything after that was just more or less, to me, it just felt like it was organic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like she would put out some, I remember the first video that we had that she put out that went, I don't want to say viral, but it had a lot of views. It had like 39K views.
Wow.
And I remember it was just a basic video, but she didn't know, but it amazed me. Like, yeah. I was like, wow. Because like I would go and look at all these other brands and I never saw that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did another video and that one hit 42K. And then we did another video, wow, and that one hit 125K views with like 10 points.
Jeez, Instagram, wow, they be crazy. I'm, yeah, like, what were y'all doing? Yeah. Was it a hashtag? Was, no, it a song,
and
you threw
and
on
you
there?
Go look at it, it's like, it's so basic.
Yeah, right.
And that's why I say it's so organic, because, uh-huh, it was, yeah, so basic. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just the most basic. There's no hashtags on the post that, yeah, got the most, mm-hmm, views and likes. There's no hashtags. I mean, she's... Again, I don't. She's brilliant.
She's an eye
she
for. Yeah. Yeah, she puts her touch on stuff, and it turns to gold.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I get she's it. Good at it. And I remember I would always, like, back when we were doing blue collar stuff, and I don't have a personal Instagram,
mm-hmm,
so I would always see her on Instagram. Like, God, what's up with Instagram? Like, why is everybody always on Instagram?
That's funny.
But now it's like, yeah, go girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got, yeah, like,
she's doing her thing.
Do your thing. Yeah.
That's,
yeah,
hilarious.
So,
that's
like, awesome. It's crazy that like everything fits into the puzzle though.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Who knew that she would be this good, and then it fits perfectly into our puzzle. Same thing with Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Same,
mm-hmm,
thing with me. Same thing with Jamal, and everybody.
You guys are all meant, yeah, for each other.
Yeah. I know. It's cool to see and hear you guys talk about one another, because it's just all around good energy, and it's just, yeah, like a family.
Yeah, it's just a family.
Yeah,
and it's obviously awesome. You know what I'm saying, me and Chris and Jamal always, you know, will always have love for each other, but it's not like a perfect,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
world.
Of course, yeah.
We've known each other for, you know,
15 plus
longer
years.
Of course, than we have.
This isn't
now,
you,
yeah,
know, butterflies and cupcakes. Yeah. You know, we definitely butt, yeah, heads before, yeah, but it's better.
That, and that's, yes, the best part about it, is that we're able to, you know, figure, like, hash stuff out, mm-hmm, figure, you know, come into problems and resolve
them.
And,
yeah,
so
move
that's
forward.
Where
it's growing.
Exactly.
Right. I was just about, yeah, to say, so, you guys get to experience that together.
Right. Yeah. Not just the plants, but ourselves.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, we get to help ourselves. I didn't go to college for this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You didn't go to college for this. I might go back. I don't know. But
for what?
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, right.
I just
say it again.
But I just think it's we're teaching each other.
Yes.
So
it's good to have people, good people, right, around you. To, yeah, you feel like you can, like,
you can
teach and
of,
learn, mm-hmm, and feed,
exactly,
off of and scale up with. And,
yeah, yeah,
can't do that with everybody.
No, some people bring you down.
Yes.
And it,
yes,
sucks. You have to, obviously, growing up, you have to, you know, put people in those,
right,
places,
yeah,
or,
mm-hmm,
but I'm really
move
blessed
on
for, you,
yeah,
know, the team that we have.
Definitely.
That's awesome. I love that. So what do you guys offer? Like, what range of products for, like, Oklahoma patients? What do you guys, what's Days got?
So we've, like you said earlier, we won the Cowboy Cup first place for our live resin cart. So we offer our live resin cartridges. We offer our distillate cartridges. We have our live resin infused pre-rolls made with whole bud from our grow. We offer flower. And then we also just added to the lineup some rosin.
Ooh,
so,
nice,
yeah,
yes,
some pretty good stuff here sitting on the table. I don't know. You get,
we'll
listeners
have to taste
can't
some,
see it.
I know, but I'll taste it.
Yeah, it's yeah, it's pretty good stuff. But yeah, so we offer all those, and we want to grow. So, oh, we also offer, yeah, edibles. But pretty soon we're building a kitchen. We're getting the edibles contracted.
Okay,
but pretty,
cool,
soon we're building our own kitchen. Because
you guys have your processing,
correct,
license,
yeah,
your,
correct,
dispensary. Okay.
So we have two processing licenses now, two, mm-hmm, grows and one dispo.
That's awesome.
So,
wow,
one of the
vertically
processing
integrated
will be edibles.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we'll kind of just make our own, you know, hopefully,
know,
just have our own recipes and,
yeah,
you know, stuff like that. We have some samples. We'll hook you guys up some.
Thank you.
But yeah, man, we're excited. And hopefully just growing more to it,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Adding, hopefully, other
keep
sorts
expanding
of concentrates.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Keep expanding. Organically,
right,
though, not like, you know, pushing anything.
Yes, yeah, that's the best way.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah,
an organic way to let things happen.
It's, yeah, so, yeah, cool to hear how fast you guys have grown within 4 years.
Yeah.
Like,
I know.
That's so crazy. Yeah. 4 years?
4 years. That's and so most awesome. People are like, you know what I'm saying?
There was something before.
Yeah. Or it was longer. Or like yeah. I said, we came from out of state. But mm-hmm. no, 4 years. But it takes, you know, it takes a team like that and dedication. You can Absolutely. Do it. I mean, you can do it in less than yeah. 4 years. But it takes that, like what you guys are doing, it takes that dedication for mm-hmm. someone to go out and say, I'm going to do this and keep consistent.
Yeah.
If you don't keep consistent, it's over with.
Yeah.
You know? I'm sure you guys know that.
But it's
staying consistent. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of just like what we did, and it helped us grow more. And having the backup of the, of
Isn't
the,
crazy?
Of yeah. the, a lot of people say like, why does Dazed have such a good following, like where are they coming from? And we love the cannabis community and the following that we get from them, but they, you know, other people have to realize this is where we're from. So we not just the cannabis community, mm-hmm. we have the whole community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The people that we went to school with.
Yeah. You know, the people that, it's not just cannabis interested people.
Right. Yeah. It's people that seen mm-hmm. us
uh-huh.
at a younger age yeah. and saw where we're at and see us now, and they're like,
yo, they support
like,
y'all.
Yeah, Haytham yeah. did that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Haytham's team did that. You know what
and
I'm saying?
And Haytham's consistency definitely keeps us on track. He's
yes.
good with keeping everybody.
Consistency is key. Yeah. Yeah. And like that's,
it really is.
I mean, communication is too. But
communication is
yeah.
huge.
Yeah, yeah, but just to like, it's crazy to think that like, you're just like, yeah, it's because we're consistent is why we've gotten where mm-hmm. we're at. Like
right.
something so simple. Like, stay consistent, y'all.
Yeah, all,
with anything in your
really,
life.
It truly is that way because, I mean, I look at it too that way, Saab. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm like thinking, like, how the hell did we get here in 4 years?
Yeah.
But, like, that consistency mm-hmm. doesn't, like, I don't think, I can't sit down and smell the roses. It's just kind of one of those things, we're still going.
Yeah.
So I don't even realize it yet. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things, I don't want to realize it. I just want to keep it going
yes.
and let, you know, yeah. everything happen. You know yeah. what I'm saying?
But yeah. give yourself like pats that. On the back. Yeah. You know, be in the moment out. Of Thank now you, too and realize like you guys are building something so cool. And even like 4 years from now, even a year from now, you're going to be somewhere completely different. And yeah. then you're gonna be like, damn, remember when we were doing this, sitting yeah. in this room, yeah. recording yeah. a podcast? Yeah. Look at us now. You know what I'm
well,
saying?
We used to listen to you guys and like see you guys all over. And I mean, like at the beginning, and I remember like, you know, we got to get big enough to where we could be on that podcast. Yeah. And I think this is dope. Like it's, mm-hmm. it's just stuff that's, again, I keep saying this, but it's just happened organically.
Yeah.
You know
yes.
what I'm saying? Like just yeah. stuff that's just happening along the way and you guys
right.
Doing this for us is dope, man.
Yeah, we're happy
we
really, to have y'all.
Yeah,
we love
you guys.
We
yeah.
love the organic ways of things happening.
I
like
know.
That's how with like our whole podcast and how like it's even happened, even from like the gear to this and that, like
yeah.
everything has been like a blessing and organic and like
yeah.
we've just been grateful right. and like everything has just worked
it
out
really
and then we're
has.
Like, whoa, and then this, you
and
know, you're
just
going. Like, this is
yeah.
beautiful
just mm-hmm.
and you're not sure why, but then you're just like, you know, you're being true to you.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, something's
and
right.
To, and true to what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure. Your intention.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you have those intentions, mm-hmm. you follow through with them and man, you're going to be good. You know
yeah.
what I mean? You don't let other things or people get in your way of that.
Mm-hmm.
And who gives a damn what anybody thinks, right?
Facts.
Right.
Especially
yes.
if you're trying to do something for your dreams. If somebody doesn't like
yeah.
it, it's just their perception on things
yeah.
and it's just how they perceive life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
but at the end of the
you.
Day,
yeah,
yeah you got to keep doing what you want to do.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
if you stop
good.
Just because they think it's, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not, they got you.
Yeah.
Like,
and, it's, and you got, you know, it sucks to see a lot of people don't want to follow their dreams
yeah.
because of that.
Right.
Because
yeah.
they're afraid or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But hey, this is to everybody. Don't be afraid.
So encouraging.
I know. It's so real, too.
Yeah, it's true.
Setting up a new company can be difficult and confusing, but establishing a strong foundation with appropriate and necessary documents can help protect you in the long run.
Yes, and with being business owners or self-sob, we understand what it's like pretty well, I think.
With BIC Legal, they practice in areas like family law, estate planning, business litigation, and review and draft contracts for your company, while assisting in licensing applications, and so much more.
And with the Oklahoma cannabis industry thriving, the rules and regulations related to cannabis are quite strict. Jade Pebworth with BIC Legal, she really enjoys working with companies from the ground up. So if you're looking for good legal help in Oklahoma, she's your girl. Let's get back to today's episode.
So what's something you guys take pride in with your brand? I've always been impressed with your pre-rolls because
right.
they're... Pre-rolls are so hard in this industry because one, they're not, half of them aren't real.
Right,
it's just
right,
shake.
Right,
and then
right.
they never burn even. But
right.
like Brandon and I have smoked a really good amount of your pre-rolls, and they always,
we've
always been like, burn even. You know, try not to be a pre-roll snob, you know, and then you're like, oh, well, it's burning even, and it's good, you know, so I can't hate on this pre-roll.
I'll be the first one to tell you I do not like pre-rolls. Like, I am not a pre-roll girl. Brandon will tell you, but like, I would smoke your pre-rolls because they were,
that's dope.
They were great. They were genuinely great.
No, we appreciate that. And I mean, Chris, I mean, you know, I mean, I guess you get, it's just, I'm really, you have to, it's back to consistency.
Yeah.
So like, if you ever go to my place, you'll see my guys are doing the same thing over and over and over. There's no switching it up. I don't want one pre-roll to be different from the other. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It all has to be consistent because we care for the patient.
Yeah. Yes.
We know what other people put in the pre-rolls and stuff. And so the consistency there is where it's really going to thrive. You know, you're never going to hopefully get a bad pre-roll that is from Dazed.
Right. And but I mean, to answer your question, it's just we really, thrive on making sure that these pre-rolls are done consistently the exact same way every single time. I don't know why my parents was like, well, my dad was big on gangster movies growing up.
Yeah.
And so like I would watch them.
Yeah.
And I remember a scene, Robert De Niro. Mm. I always bring this up. Mm-hmm. But when he owns the casino and he tells the guy, like, these muffins have to be consistent with blueberries in every muffin. And he's like, you know how long that's going to take? He's like, I don't care. This is how, this is why you have to do it, mainly because of the fact that the patients, I mean, they're the ones that you have to have somebody that's, and not saying that you don't care for your workers, but you have to have somebody in there that cares for the product.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You can't be in there all the time, and it sucks. So having people that's in there that cares for that product the same way you do is important.
Yes.
So making sure that every pre-roll is consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we love that.
That's awesome. That's rewarding. Yeah. And all of your boys who are doing the work for them, they're listening. It's rewarding because they're good pre-rolls.
They're great.
And that's why they're good is because everyone is consistent doing.
Right. And shout out to the whole team.
Yeah,
definitely.
We have a really good team at they've been there. I mean, we hear a lot of nightmares in the cannabis industry with workers and finding people who are there for your brand.
Yes.
And we're so, so blessed to have a team that's, they've been there for 3 years strong. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
People don't hold jobs in this industry for a long time.
Yeah, no, not at all.
People are just, shifty.
And kind of finicky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can't blame them because there's a lot of things that's happening in this industry. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like,
that are finicky themselves that you're just trying to
mess it up
roll
for
with
a lot of people,
figure out. Yeah.
Including myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, and it is what it is, but we're blessed to have that team though, for sure.
Yeah.
That keeps it consistent like that.
Right.
So, so the patients can get that good medicine every single time.
Yeah, important. It's always for the patient. Yeah. Always comes back.
So, Chris, tell us where your passion for growing really began, and how has it been being a head grower for a great company and just like really being in charge of the babes? Like, they feed off of you.
Yeah,
you know
definitely.
What I'm saying?
That, it's great. The the feeling of getting to come in there and feel their energy, and grow. It's great. The passion definitely came early on. We were very passionate, just about cannabis in general. And it definitely, just from the beginning, we were very passionate. So
were you like a green thumb like growing up?
We did landscaping. So, doing all the plant work and tree work and all that stuff, we already were used to and knew what the plants wanted and needed.
Yeah.
So I think it did kind of come natural in
it's
that
just
sense.
A different type of plant that you're planting.
But
so
a lot
you like
of,
brought stuff from landscaping into.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, you can even like, you could translate it, cleaning up a tree, like an actual tree down to a cannabis plant.
Whenever you're pruning a
pruning
tree.
Pruning and is and the same
like
as lollipopping and cannabis.
Okay,
so
cool.
It's, things translate, with planting lots of gardens of flowers. You already kind of have
awesome.
The feel for the garden and the plants, so.
But I think the best part about Chris is, like I always say, is he's not like, he's learned so much and that's why I think he's so good at what he does is because he keeps learning and keeps getting better with it and instead of just being stuck in his ways.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of
things change. The in growing, the technology has come a long way, and the, our industry in general, you know, things have changed so much. So you have to be able to adapt and, you know, roll with the changes.
Right.
So
yeah,
it's a big thing with, you know, genetics. Every the whole growing space has evolved so much over the last 10 to 20 years.
It's, what's your favorite part about growing?
I was just about to ask that.
Like,
get out of my head.
Favorite part.
As the being the grower, like, when do you feel like you're like, okay,
this is my favorite part of the day? Like, you look forward to it.
I don't know. It's probably got to be when they're nice and chunky in there and just reeking. You can smell them outside and getting close to harvest time. And that's probably like the best, because most, a lot of the hard work is there. You've gotten close and you're on the home stretch. Between that or whenever you're, when you're rolling it up, trying to,
you know, so
that's the best part. You get to really, you know, look at it and say, like, you know, I was able to, I know exactly what in the, what went into this, you know, from the time these clones were cut.
You were in charge of it, and it's in your hands, and you're like, that is a rewarding part to be like.
And us, you know, smoking for a while and being patient, you know, long before that's, it really, I think that's whenever I get the most, like, I feel the most rewarded whenever I sit down rolling up. And
as you should.
Yeah,
like,
Chris is really patient with it.
Okay.
I think that's like the best part too. He's really patient.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, that's why I brought
him.
Yeah, he. That's why he runs the grow and I don't, because I'm not. You know, my patience isn't like that. But that's why
we gotta wait till harvest time.
He's so good at it. And just, it's funny because like before, I would talk to Chris back in the day. It'd be like talking, you know, we'd be stoners, just talking to a stoner. But today you talk to him, and when I listen to him talk about the grow, I can also hear all these other growers that have been growing for 20 plus years. And he'll talk about stuff. I'm like, oh, you know, this guy's making sense.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that's really rewarding for me as an owner, because it, you know, he takes pride in what he does to grow and make it like, well, I can grow the same thing these other guys have been doing for so long, and absorbing all that knowledge.
For sure. Yeah.
I think that's dope, though.
That is cool.
Yeah. Cause we've always, you know, liked, quality flour and stuff.
Obviously,
and so being able to everything come full circle.
Tap into your own and kind of curate it. It's a really cool job to have, I think.
We're definitely blessed.
So Haytham, as a cannabis business owner, what has been the most challenging part about like running a successful business, would you say, brand?
Gosh, man. I mean, I would probably say finding consistency within everybody else.
Okay. I agree with that, because they make your ship sail.
Yeah. Like finding that consistency within everybody else that you try to work with. Like you try to, you know, work with these guys and then you waste your time.
You know what I mean? I get that.
And then it's like, you know, I could have done this and that, but instead, but it's a learning thing too. So I mean, that what I would say is, kind of just like figuring out, you know,
You can't expect everyone to be like you.
Yeah.
No.
You know, and so it's like
it's
you kind of have to do like weed people out.
But yeah, I mean, I think that's the most challenging part in this industry, is just kind of finding that the people that are consistent like you.
Yeah, I agree. And then when you find them, they're like gems, and you want to hold on to them and like do more things with them.
Yes.
They're like a new best friend, and you're like, oh.
And you know it because you guys start growing together.
Yes.
You guys start getting bigger together, and you start feeding off each other. I think that's really cool with some of the brands out there. There's some really good brands out here. Don't get me wrong, man. I mean, there's some really nice brands in Oklahoma that built their brands from Oklahoma, and I think that's really cool.
I do too. And it's cool. We got a lot of good people and brands here.
But you know, obviously weeding out the others is a pain.
It's part of the process.
So on the flip side of that, what's been the most rewarding part about what you get to do?
The most rewarding part is seeing everybody around me happy. And I know this sounds cheesy as hell, but it's true. You know what I'm saying? Like, including myself.
Yeah.
I would be lying if
makes
I didn't.
Makes yourself feel good.
Right. But like I said, I grew up really, really, really poor. Five boys in the household. And so we didn't have a lot of happiness as far as like, I don't want to say that. We had a lot of happiness, but we didn't
money
have
money wasn't bringing right. you yeah. the happiness.
Right, right. Yeah. It's a different type of thing. But mm-hmm. now I get to, I guess, just kind of experience a lot of things that I didn't get to experience with the same people.
Yes, yeah. Which so. I think is beautiful, Haytham, mm-hmm. because it makes your gratitude, like, right, yeah. just, like, pulse even harder. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Like, doing that with, like, my brothers yeah. and Chris mm-hmm. and my cousin, my wife.
Yeah.
Is cool because, like I said, I mean, shout out to Libby too. We've been through, you know, paycheck to paycheck type deal.
Yeah.
And yes. then now she's like, you know,
shout out
she's
to Libby.
She can go buy herself a Louis if she wants to.
It's but, so sweet.
That, honestly, that's, no, I love
but,
to hear that.
But that's really cool. Yeah. Right? Like seeing it to where it's like, we couldn't even afford a cheeseburger.
Yes.
To where now she can afford whatever the hell she wants. Yes. And working to that. I think that to me is the most rewarding.
It is.
And just kind of seeing, my people grow with the company
yeah.
and seeing that obviously putting out, like you guys said, mm-hmm. a product out there for the patients that is consistent.
Yeah.
That's, and people are talking about mm-hmm. it
yes.
and saying like Dazed is dope for that. Yeah. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really rewarding because at the beginning it's scary as hell.
Yeah.
Cause you don't know.
Yeah. Right.
You don't know.
You
like,
don't know.
You yeah. don't know if they're going to, you know, like you or not.
All you can do is like, let your light shine mm-hmm. and like, it just keeps shining brighter whenever right. you're like with you guys and what you're doing. Like
right.
people see that, people feel right. the love, people see your energy. And yeah. it's just like, you don't, when that happens, it's just like genuine and you guys are true to yourselves.
Right.
And
right. It, and so
everything
that's,
keeps happening.
Yeah.
And it's so cool. You know what I'm saying? Because we get to see that, the name is getting bigger and people are acknowledging, Dazed.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that.
Which
for
is
real.
So exciting.
Yeah. That's really rewarding. I think that's dope. Like Chris, you know, nobody really knows Chris is the grower. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. I think it's dope when we go out there and I'm like, yeah, this is Chris. He's the grower. Like, what? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You grew this for me. I appreciate
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
You know, seeing
that's awesome.
That is dope.
The recognition.
So
the
exciting.
Recognition. Or you going out and you have the day shirt on. Someone's like, oh, I know what that. I remember I walked into the store one time and I had a day shirt mm-hmm. on. And the cashier lady was like, oh, I know that brand. And I was like, really? And she was like, yeah, I just bought their cart the other day. I was like, oh yeah, they're a really nice brand. And she's like, yeah, I love them. I didn't like expose myself.
Yeah, but that's cool
yeah,
to
but
hear.
That's dope.
That's like, funny.
And, I just, and that is like a different type of feeling.
It's like a whole different high, I feel like, especially yeah. to see like something that was an idea turn into a baby and now this baby's growing.
Yes. We all can understand
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 100%. We can definitely understand
yeah,
that.
Yeah, same thing. And kind of like what you guys
and
did.
It's
you
so
guys,
exciting.
You guys connected the mic and, mm-hmm. you know, did all this and now all the way here, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Like you guys stayed consistent with that.
Yeah.
And that's dope. It's just like, you know, same thing. That's all it is. If like we talked about just mm-hmm. being consistent with it, I think is all it is.
It you know is. What I'm You're right. Awesome. What yeah. do you love about the Oklahoma cannabis community specifically?
I love that they're so tight knit.
Yes.
Yeah, they are.
Yo, I agree. Shout out to them. Cause mm-hmm. like you go to any event and they're there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shout out to those guys. But I like it. I think that it's one of a kind
mm-hmm.
because who would have thought Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, really.
I know it.
I mean,
right?
really.
So I think like it's a dope little community because mm-hmm. it's like, who would have thought that community would be a bunch of, they call us the Wild Wild West.
Yeah. And it's we actually had this conversation yesterday about how like, celebrity cannabis does not do good in Oklahoma.
No.
Like so many celebrities have come and it's like even like prominent ones that are big in the cannabis community and everyone's like, no, like leave.
You know why? You know why I feel like, well, I feel like they're doing that? Because I kind of feel it too. We've been neglected. Oklahoma's been
yeah,
neglected 100%, for so long. 100%. Like nobody gave a damn
and
about
now
us.
And everyone wants to come to
and
Oklahoma and we're
like,
bye.
Yeah, you're like popping up with your pre-roll like, nah, bro, we
yeah,
already
got
it.
Pre-roll.
We don't
late.
Want it. We'll do it. We don't want your money.
Right.
We'll do it ourselves.
And no
ourselves.
Offense. Ayo, like no offense
I know.
To anybody.
I know.
We
no,
don't want to throw any shots, nothing like that. Shout out to everybody. But we just want to make sure that it's like, you know,
it stays in our home state.
It's your ground.
It's your home state.
Listen to us. Our voices are all good. Yeah, turned up a little bit. Like, yeah. It's our home state.
No, but like you see what I'm saying? It's like it's there. I think the celebrity stuff doesn't work because of the mm-hmm. fact that it's like we got us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Facts.
Like
you're
we
right,
got
yeah.
us. We don't need that. We
yeah.
appreciate
and
it.
I'm
you're
sure,
a little bit late.
Yeah. They can understand that coming from their own hometowns and what it took them to build to where they get into somewhat, you know. If you broke it down, they'd understand.
And that's why I love them. You know what I'm saying? The Oklahoma cannabis community is down. They're down for you for sure.
Yeah. I can cannot agree more. We love Oklahoma cannabis community. So what does this year look like for Dazed? Like, what can we expect out of you guys? I know you guys just opened up a new dispensary in Oklahoma City, which was huge for y'all.
Yeah, congratulations on that.
Can I say the address on here?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, 3801 North Portland. You guys come see us. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. But yeah, we just dropped the dispensary. What this year we just plan on. Last year we did so much marketing and did so many events and just put our name out there. What we want to do is just kind of focus more on building, I think, the entities that we have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And kind of staying focused on that and making sure that we're keeping, you know, on track with it but also doing like what you guys are doing. Like the whole can we talk about the paint thing on here?
Yeah, of course. So Puff and Paint.
Yeah, Puff and Paint, that you like that is dope. That's what I think we want to move towards this year. Mm-hmm. We don't like we want to do like a couple exclusive events here and there and, you know, kind of just focus on building the name after that. You
Know what I'm saying? Intimate. Yeah. I get
so
it.
So kind of give it more TLC and and
there'll be plenty of room and events and time for that. So I'm excited. But
I think that's dope. Like the Puff and Paint thing is, that's exactly what we were talking about at the beginning of the year. Like this year is going to be different for us.
It's
like we want to do like more exclusive things for the patients and kind of get more one-on-one time with them. Kind of like what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
I think that's dope. Right. Mm-hmm. So I think we're moving towards that this year instead of that's being awesome. So like
focused on I get it. Focused on like getting yourself out there. It's like you're more recognized now. Mm-hmm. So it's like you're wanting you're creating a little
We're just doing more work on the inside.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's pause for a minute and talk about Oklahoma's grassroots cannabis publication, Herbage Magazine.
They are in over 500 dispensaries statewide, providing cannabis education and supporting and highlighting the local communities.
For more information, visit herbagemag.com. That's herbagemag.com.
So we like to ask everyone this question, but what is a stigma that you two would like to see changed revolving cannabis?
Go ahead, Chris. You,
man, I think we're headed in the right direction.
I think that just like that people are, you know, looking at it as, something that's worse than, I guess, alcohol or something like that,
or intoxicating, it still has the stigma. I think we're coming a long way.
We want it to be more of a medicine.
Yeah.
Than a drug. Mm-hmm. We want it to be, you know, to stop classifying it as a drug.
Classifying is the key word. Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't want that. Stop doing that. Because I have kids who are growing up and we don't want them to, see that, you know, there's drugs, you know what I'm saying, in the house. And they're, you know, I think that has to change.
Yeah.
And people have to do better. You know what I mean? As far as like, helping with that, you know, I think this whole thing with the cannabis industry, when you have like, you know, people passing away or people robbing somebody else or dispensaries getting robbed, grows getting robbed, you know, it really puts a damper on our name.
Yeah.
And I think we have to do better for everybody, because at the end of the day, it's not a drug. You know what I mean? But if we keep doing bad things like that, I think they're going to just keep trying to classify it as one, right?
Yeah.
But I think once we stop classifying it as that, and it's just something that's in the store, it's going to be like a pack of cigarettes.
Right. And it's on its way to that, you know? And that's where REC is coming.
Right, right. March 9th, is the vote? Something like that?
I think so.
What do you guys feel about REC? If I can ask.
I just got back to Oklahoma last month, and I've really just like been disconnected from like everything.
Cannabis,
And my relationship with cannabis over the past like year has been kind of, I don't want to say abusive, but it's been a little bit too much because I've been in a weird place.
Right, right, right.
And so I've kind of like really disconnected on like the legal side of things. So I haven't even read the bill, but you know what? Yeah. I'll come back to you on that answer.
Okay.
I'm going to read the bill and I'll come back to you on that answer. Like that. And I know that REC would be a good thing because of course it's always going to go REC in Oklahoma.
Right.
But I think I'm always, and even REC patients are patients in my mind, but the people who actually need proper cannabis. I think like the capping on the right. THC percentage, like I've seen that, things like that. I think that it should always be for the patient first right. and the medicinal side yeah. first, because right. that's what was here first.
Yeah. Right. But are you open to opening up our market to other
yes.
states, you know, that, yeah, bringing people in? Mm-hmm. I think that's
that can
kind
help
of
Medicaid.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, obviously 100%. We know Texas is a huge, one of those big markets that I feel like will come mm-hmm. to our state just because
yeah.
of the fact that yes. they can't Medicaid
I think it's,
there.
Yeah. The more, and like, I know this is touchy for some people saying like the more, the merrier, yeah. like, you know, but like you're helping more people with like, right. if we can keep our market, you know, how we yeah. have
right.
it, but like,
right.
that's the thing is keeping the market, yeah. right. like protecting the market that we have
it's
now,
hard.
Protecting mm-hmm. the growers, the
it's
process,
hard.
Like the people that are doing things right and built from the ground up. Protecting those people and what they're doing, protecting the patients that have been patients from right. the beginning, but then also allowing people to come in. And I think that's where it always gets dicey, right?
Yeah, there's yeah. just a
that's
there's
where it always
line,
gets dicey.
Obviously, that people, it's
hard.
Yeah,
it's
it
hard.
Is.
So
but
it, I'm
kind of like what
to
you
see.
Said too. Like, I mean, it just goes to the fact that some people may not, you know how to have a limit.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yes.
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's all on them, I guess, at the
yeah.
end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks that to be that way. But I think rec is good.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said,
yeah,
I'm a clear
I
myself
think it's
and
a,
say.
I think it can
yeah.
be like a bittersweet thing.
100%.
Yeah, it's like a bittersweet
you know, but
thing.
You know it's happening and you know it's coming. And mm-hmm. all you can do is kind of be like, well,
prepare,
I can't.
Prepare.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I mean, really, for like a lot of people, it's going to be a good thing because,
yeah.
you know, like.
Could be more
well,
money.
Just,
yeah, 100%.
I mean, obviously.
Everyone's winning. It's not like, but it they make it difficult. The people mm-hmm. who don't understand cannabis
yes.
make it difficult.
I mean,
right.
It's because
right.
you've
where it all
seen
starts and ends.
The rec markets and other places and mm-hmm. what it's done to other states, you
yeah.
know, or whatever.
Right.
But like, I think, I don't know. I just feel like Oklahoma is so Oklahoma.
Yeah. I mean, you saw what happened when medical went. I mean,
right.
they opened the gates.
Yeah.
It was floodgates.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, if they do that, I mean, even just think about, like, people will start driving to Oklahoma all the time. And it's not bad for our economy. Of course, it'll be good yeah. for our economy.
Right.
But it's just there's so many things that come with it.
Like,
that
people
right.
can legally get their medicine.
That.
I don't know. Like, the heart and my soul in me is like,
yeah.
oh, my God, more people get their
yeah.
medicine. They have
right.
access
it,
to it.
And it goes back to saying that those one people that really that mess it up for us that, you know, come in now and they have an opportunity to come in and rob the place.
Yeah. Right.
From out of
yeah.
state, right? And it messes it up for the people that
it does.
Just
there's little
want
things
it.
Like that.
Right.
But then if we're trying to go like legal everywhere, then like rec has to happen.
It has
and,
to.
And
right.
we can't say
right.
no. Like
right.
we can't
no.
be like, we don't want that.
And it's not
well,
a no. Like
no.
a rec has to happen.
Well,
rec
yeah.
is going
like,
to be such a good thing. It's
mm-hmm.
just the lawmakers. Like,
well,
can they do it right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. What we said was also we want it to be stopped. We want it to stop being looked at as a crime or as
yeah.
a drug. Mm-hmm. So in order for that to happen, it has to be legal in every state.
Yeah.
It does.
At some
mm-hmm.
point.
Yeah.
Right?
Whether what you think about it or like about it. Or,
yeah.
yeah.
Right. And you can think, you know, whatever the hell, and that's fine. But mm-hmm. at the end of the day, it's not. I you can't convince me that marijuana is worse
yeah.
than alcohol.
Right.
Yeah.
And all I'm saying is know your grower.
Tobacco.
Like whenever that wreck mm-hmm. happens to like, it's
right.
to me, it's just like you hold on to your growers who.
Yeah.
You know who are producing
right.
you clean medicine that
right.
you trust and that
right.
you've been loyal to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you can still,
right.
yeah, it's not going to mess up everything for everyone, but just know your growers.
And
if you
huge.
Care, you should know your grower.
Yeah.
Right. And that's a huge reason, you know, we did the dispo because we wanted to, we can literally being vertical can now control exactly what the patients get
mm-hmm.
instead of having some BS.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We get to give them something that's an actual medicine.
Yeah.
Like Chris said earlier, it's dope that he sees it go from here into his hands. I think it's dope seeing
yeah.
it from there, seeing it in other people's
oh,
hands.
Oh yeah.
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
uh-huh.
And which same thing with us. Like we get to roll it cool,
yeah.
but like
cool.
seeing
mm-hmm.
it go from that room to someone else's hands
yeah.
and then they come to the dispo and we get that perfect feedback to where it's like they come back and they're like, oh, we love that.
It's going to be so good for y'all just to have people come back to a dispensary of
yeah.
yours to
yeah.
be like, we need more pre-rolls.
Yes. Yeah. Or yeah. flower
yeah,
or whatever
so
the hell it is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it's cool. So we get to kind of see that firsthand, and I think that's the, you know, it's really cool.
You guys
that's
have awesome. Some really exciting things coming. I'm happy for y'all where you're at. Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
Well, I think this wraps up our episode for today, guys. Anything awesome. You want to add before we hop off?
Well, again, shout out to Liv. She can be
yes,
here.
Yes, we missed you, Liv.
Shout out to Jamel. Shout out to the whole team, Faisal, everybody.
Thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you guys. Yeah. Actually, I was going to end it with that. We really, really, really appreciate you guys doing this, because it, like I said at the beginning, kind of helps us letting people know who Dazed is.
Mm-hmm. We are happy to.
This was like I know it sounds corny, but this was a dream, you know what I'm saying? Like to do this and speak like this and let people know about us. So we want to end it with that and just say thank
you
guys.
Yes,
shout out to the Cannabis Hangout.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing your journey and sharing your space with us. It's just, it's always cool to hear people from Oklahoma who kind of like, because I remember seeing you guys, I'm like, this brand kind of popped up out of nowhere, like Dazed. And that was that was a cool thing that you guys did. And it's cool to see how much, like, you know, sometimes brands will pop up and they'll phase out. But it's cool to see that with that consistency, you guys have kept up. Like, you guys are in such a different phase now.
Well,
and again,
you.
I'm going to harp on the 4 years. Within 4 years, like, that's so crazy.
Thank you.
And it's such
a
beautiful thing. And it's dope to see where you guys have left to go.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We really appreciate you guys highlighting that for us and letting people know and see our, or listen to our story.
So we love really to have that, that platform to provide. Thank you for everyone who listened and tuned into our episode today. And be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. And as always, Sav,
stay medicated.